You're listening to TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm your host, Makisha Madden-Toby. And this time around, we'll catch up with actor Jordan Carlos, a co-star on the new MTV comedy, I Just Want My Pants Back. Carlos plays Eric, one of the show's two ambitious types. There aren't a lot. Only four people, five. I.e. someone with a clear plan for his future. I Just Want My Pants Back debuts 11 p.m. February 2nd on MTV after Jersey Shore. Here's a clip.
Laird. Hey, buddy. How you doing? I don't know if you remember me or not. Stacy's boyfriend, Eric. Yeah, the black guy. Listen, whatever Bree says, don't take it too seriously, okay? She's got food poisoning. She's gonna be fine. What? Because I'm a doctor. Fine. Almost a doctor.
Here you go. Eric, dude, not to be ungrateful, but you got this, right?
Yeah, you guys can go.
Jordan?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. That was a clip thank you. That was a clip from, what, the episode 3 or 4? It's kind of deeper.
I believe that is from episodes, we'll say 3 or 4.
Right.
Yeah, and you'll just have to watch to know.
Right. It's the bachelor party episode. And I thought you're hilarious in all of them. I thought that was the best one because you got a chance to really be funny and show, you know, your sort of stand-up background. And you're talking to this. I'm guessing no one was on the other end of the phone in real life.
No one was on the other end of the phone. But I've talked to myself so many times and on the streets of New York that it worked out just fine.
It was great.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Actually, it's kind of funny because my dad is a doctor.
Oh.
So. Yeah, I think maybe my preparation was doing just following him around on rounds when I was a kid. So I kind of knew a little bit, about what doctors go through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally prepared to scrub in at any time, obviously.
How did you end up going into comedy and not medicine?
How did I end up going to comedy? Well, I was a solid B student, big solid B, not afraid to get a C every once in a while, but also not afraid to dream, dare big and get A's. So with that happening, and then when I was in college and not exactly swinging for the fences,
where'd you go?
I saw it. It was awesome. Then I went home. No, I graduated. I just didn't have – I don't think I had the work ethic required to be pre-med.
Yeah.
There, I said it. I had the work ethic required
to just
eke my way out of college. And but while I was there, I did a lot of improv, and I did stand-up in college. And then when I got out of college, I just continued to do that.
Did you go to NYU, or where'd you go to school?
No, I went to Brown,
okay.
And in Rhode Island, and it's a great school. They really encourage you to do your own thing, and there are no grades, and mm-hmm. it's perfect. I think it was perfect for a guy that is interested, or girl that's interested in comedy. So,
nice.
Yeah, that's kind of where I started out, and then when I got to New York, I started doing improv at the UCB, taking classes there, mm-hmm. doing stand up at night, and eventually, kind of one thing led to another, and I kind of found myself on set the last summer doing the show.
So, now, did you have to audition for the role, or did they see you and they knew your stuff?
Oh man, they were like. This guy is so awesome.
Really?
Can he please do round after round of auditions, please? yes, I have to. I mean, I'm an actor. You know, I'm an actor. So I, of course, auditioned. Although it's a really funny question people always ask. What brought you to this part? What? How did it happen? Tell us of the mystical journey. I'm like, well, I wanted to work. And
there are some comedians.
Food is nice.
Well, food is good and paying your bills and not being homeless. But there are some people, yeah. With talent, just like yours, who have been approached and said, people said, hey, I like you. I want to put you in a show. And maybe they didn't have a show, but that wasn't what happened, is it?
who are these guys? They seem
Freddie Prinze Sr., who's no longer with us. That's how I heard it happen. Someone saw him and said, "You're funny," and then they figured out a way to give him a show. But that's rare, I'm sure. I know.
I would love that if, like, you know, Cornelius P. Hollywood put his arms around me and smoking a big cigar. He's like, "You're gonna be a star, kid." that is not what happened to me. But it's cool. I mean, I read the script. I thought it was great. I wanted to be associated with anything that Doug Liman made because basically growing up, I loved Swingers and, you know, The Bourne Identity, Fair Game, all that. It's like he's such a great auteur that when I was told that the script would be an extension of Swingers or like from a New York perspective, and I was just like, please, you know. So I studied and memorized my lines, which is huge for me, and just went in and just gave it my all. And I mean, that's all you can really do,
right?
You know,
that's all you can do. Had you read the book?
Yeah.
I know it's based on a David J. Rosen book.
I'd read the book, and what was funny was that in the book, my character is actually Jewish.
Oh.
So I was just Jewish enough for the part.
Good.
Which is good. And yeah, so it was great. And but I liked that they were open to you know, different people coming in and, you know, going against type, which is really cool. So
good.
And I think that the relationship that I have with Elizabeth Hauer on the show, she plays my girlfriend on the show.
She's not Bree. She's what's her character's name on your girlfriend?
Oh, she plays Stacy. Yes. So, but it felt very felt very genuine and very right. And
you guys have good chemistry. I love the accidental almost orgy episode. It was really really funny. I almost pulled a clip from that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I was trying to be smooth there. I was trying to be senior smooth, and it doesn't.
No,
does not compute.
That's what makes it even funnier. That's what makes it even funnier.
Yeah.
I would have to say. But you guys have great chemistry. I buy you as a couple, and that's what's nice, because you want to see diversity on shows, but you also want to see that if it's a black boyfriend and a white girlfriend, or black girlfriend and black white, whoever it is, that they actually could be a couple in real life. And I buy you guys as a couple, so that's really refreshing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's refreshing.
Well, she's an awesome person, and it was very simple to just kind of like fall into it. She makes you. From the moment I met Elizabeth, she always made me very comfortable on set, and I think that it being, for all the characters on the show, it's our first series, except for Sunkresh Bala, who was on other shows and is an amazing actor. But for the most part, everybody, it was like a trial by fire. So we were thrown into this situation, and so I feel as though it's like we look out for each other. We're very kind of like, you know, we're very honest with each other. We're like shaking hands with each other in a sense, because we're like, none of us have ever had this experience. We've been guest stars on this and that, but you know, I've been Pookie Crackhead number two, but never have I ever had to, like, you know, be a member of a cast, a real cast. So
yeah, I'm excited for you guys. I hope people tune in, and I think they'll like it as much as a lot of critics have.
Me too. It's on my birthday. You know, it premieres on my birthday.
What a nice birthday.
And it premieres after. Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be a nice gift. It premieres after Jersey Shore, which is a nice lead-in for us.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed the Jersey Shore, so hopefully, I mean, it's like I can enjoy it even more.
Yeah, it's funny because it's debuting in February. There's a show coming out in April called Girls, and it's more.
Yes.
Have you heard of it? Have you seen the show? It's a Judd Apatow show, and it kind of has almost the same vibe, but these girls are like losers, sort of, compared to your
character. Well, I would say that it's a bit different. I think Lena Dunham, I love Tiny Furniture, and I think that Lena Dunham's perspective is a bit different from the people on our show, because in ours, Lena Dunham's is a little more like... you know, she's West Village. Well, I know this probably won't make sense, so I'll just the West. She's someone that grew up in New York City, so she's of a more. It's people of a more privileged or connected class, whereas our characters are people that come to the city, more like, I guess, in the tradition of, like, say, I don't know, Alexander Hamilton, like, came to the city to make it big.
Right,
you know?
or the so cast of Friends, none of them were actually from New York. They were, the characters from Friends. They were people who came and moved to help
We
find.
Knew each other from college, that kind of thing.
Right.
Unfortunately, we don't have, you know, our opening isn't scored by the Rembrandts, but, you know, it's cool. It's fine. None of us jump in to a fountain at the end. But that, I think, is the major difference. I think that when you're of the city, it's a different creature than when you come to the city with your hopes and dreams and hope that you can, like, evolve and, show that you can be somebody.
Yeah.
So I think hers, girls, is probably from the, it's like more as
they're
the,
more entitled.
The city as a playground.
Right.
Yes.
I feel like
the city
this
is,
a
playground, right.
This will be a nice balance to girls. I hope people watch your show first and then watch girls and get a better sense of of people of that generation and not this thing.
Yeah.
And people in New York, young people in New York, you know, everybody's not Sex and the City, everybody's not Friends, and this is sort of a new twist on it, a new look. So I'm excited for you.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing the show, and that's all the time we have. So best of luck.
Oh, of course.
And I'll be
Thank
watching,
you.
And hopefully people watch too. I Just Want My Pants Back debuts February 2nd at 11 p.m. right after Jersey Shores. Thanks again, Jordan.
Thanks for having me. All right. Bye-bye.
I've got to thank Jordan Carlos for being on the show, NPR West, the amazing engineer who is Patrick. Oh, my God. What would I do without this man? Haas Subs and Salads in Detroit, one of our sponsors, as well as you can check them out on Facebook, Haas Subs and Salads, as well as Live Life Organics. Check them out at livelifeorganics.com. Thanks for listening to my show. You've been listening to TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm your host, Makisha Madden-Toby. Take care.